Hundreds of immigrants officially became American citizens in New York on Friday in a sometimes emotional ceremony of swearing in and welcoming.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
That is the sound of 165 newly minted U.S. citizens representing 48 nations of the world pledging their allegiance to the American flag and what it represents. It was just one high point in an hour-long public ceremony that included the awarding of citizenship certificates, many congratulatory words, and much applause. All those assembled put their hand-held American flags to rest and listened closely while New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg welcomed them.
Whether you are originally from Palermo or Pakistan, Hungary or Haiti, today you are all Americans, and we're delighted that you have chosen the United States as your new nation and New York City as your new home. So thank you for doing that. May God bless you all, and may God bless the most wonderful country in the world, America.
Like the nearly 7 million others who have become American citizens over the past decade, all of Friday's honorees were required to pass an official citizenship test that demonstrated a basic knowledge of spoken and written English and a working knowledge of American history and the Constitution. In his speech, Bob Kerry, the New School University's president and a former U.S. senator, acknowledged the audience for the hard work it takes to become educated and informed American citizens. It's a legal status, he said, many native-born Americans take for granted.
When something is given to you, unfortunately, you don't appreciate it as much as when you have to work for it. And it is my experience that all of you, as soon-to-be new citizens of this great country, have more to teach us of what it means to be American, more to teach us of what this country is at its best than perhaps we have to teach you. So thank you. You are an inspiration to all of us as Americans who were given this right of citizenship at birth. Good luck to all of you.
U.S. Army Private David Aminolte, originally from Ghana, was beaming. Because he has served in the U.S. military for over a year, he was put on a fast track to becoming officially an American. Minutes after taking the oath of allegiance, he spoke to the VOA about Friday's milestone on his road to the American dream.
It means a lot in my heart that, you know, America has given me the opportunity to excel, and being a citizen is actually gonna open more doors for me in the United States to succeed. I'm privileged. I'm honored being a citizen.
Jamaica-born Natisha Bowen was also looking to a bright and interesting future in her adopted homeland.
Today, I'm happy to officially be in the land of opportunity, and I'm loving it. America is a place of opportunity, diverse cultures. Even just walking outside to maybe the store or something, you'll see different cultures, and I love that. And I look forward to growing my kids to appreciate different cultures.
Brazil-born Rosita Egan loves the American democratic system.
What I most like in this country, you know, is that the people fight for their rights and that the system works, you know, well here, and things change. You know, in many other countries, you have someone in power that is doing bad things, you know, and nothing happens, you know. And I'm proud to be American for many things, you know. But the fact that we live in a country that is always trying to do the right thing, you know, makes me feel very good.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
Indeed, there were as many rational reasons to celebrate the rights, responsibilities, and rewards of being American as there were people in the room. But when a New School University student took the stage to sing God Bless America for these newest Americans, all faces in the room told a profoundly emotional story as well. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.